So we're going to talk about how, when you have delinquency and your scores reduce, if you had great credit first and you built your credit scores up as high as possible, then you might wind up being at the middle end of good rather than poor credit.
Okay.
So that's a really important factor in having really good credit scores, no matter what happens.
So, you know, building excellent credit and having high scores can really help you even when you do have a delinquency. We had a person call in just a couple of minutes ago who was telling us about how he co-signed for a loan with his daughter, and she had late payments and affected his credit, which co-signing is definitely a no-no, especially since you don't get the bill. But if he had really excellent credit scores before this happened, it could offset the amount that the score will drop to. So there are different levels of thresholds for credit scores. The FICO score, which is the score that banks use, it ranges from a 300 to an 850.
So do you mean that the same event, the same delinquency, will have a bigger negative impact on somebody with an already low credit score?
Well, it will drop more if you have a high credit score, but you'll wind up in a better place because you started out higher. So I'll give you a really good example.
Right.
Sam has a 780 FICO score, which is excellent.
That's
the
really,
highest
really good. Yeah.
You can have is an 850. Susan has a 680 credit score, which is okay.
Yeah, not great.
So they both have a 30-day late payment on a mortgage. Sam's score drops somewhere between a 670 to a 690. Let's say a 690.
Wow, that goes way
down. Yes.
Just on one late
way
payment?
Down. One 30-day late payment on a mortgage. Susan's score drops to a 600, somewhere between a 600 and a 620. Let's say a 610.
Which is really bad.
Right. So even though it didn't drop as much
right.
in terms of the amount the score
right.
dropped, it put Susan into a poor credit score category, as opposed to Sam now being in an okay credit score category.
Right.
So Sam could still go and get an FHA-backed loan at a good interest rate, a mortgage, where Susan may not be able to be approved for that.
Is the recovery on each of those credit scores going to be the same amount of time, or is it going to take one person longer than the other?
That's a good question. It'll take about a year and a half to recover from that,
wow.
2 years. It'll take 2 years for the high score and about a year and a half for the low score. So the amount of recovery time is going to be similar, but you know, the lower credit score, you're going to recover to the 680
right.
as opposed to the higher credit score recovering to a much better credit score. So the key to this is to build up your high credit scores as soon as you possibly can and
sure.
know how what it takes to get to a very high credit score so that if there's an issue, you're in a place that isn't as bad.
Now, was that drop bigger because it was a mortgage? As opposed to a credit card or
no,
automobile?
No, it's going to drop just as much no matter what you have.
So
the recovery process is going to be easier for something that's like a credit card in
okay.
terms of time frame as opposed to a mortgage.
Okay, so let's recap that for our listeners. So a late payment on anything, no matter whether it's a car loan, credit card, mortgage, will have the same impact.
Yes.
But the recovery time will be longer if what you paid late is your mortgage.
Yes.
Hence, don't ever pay your mortgage late. That's the
if
last.
You can, yeah, if you can
if
help
you can avoid it,
it. If you have a 30-day late payment on a mortgage, you may recover in 2 years. But if you have a 90-day late payment on a mortgage, it could take 7 years.
It's also
wow.
much more difficult to get a mortgage with
right.
a late payment on a mortgage as opposed to a credit card or anything else aside from a mortgage or a line of credit.
Steven, are you saying that if two people who have the same credit score – but and they're both applying for a mortgage, but one of them has a 30-day late on a mortgage and the other has a 30-day late on their cell phone or something, the person with a 30-day late on the mortgage is going to be harder to get a mortgage?
The person with a 30-day late on the mortgage may not be able to get the mortgage that they're looking for at all because of that.
Because
they
of the 30,
because
wait,
of the 30-day late
it?
On the mortgage.
Really?
Like
it, could be it could be as much as 12 months before they can get a mortgage as they want it.
So the bank doesn't just look at the credit score. They look at what the credit is about.
Correct.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah. So the point is that you want to build your credit to a very high number as soon as possible to offset whatever problems occur. So how to do that? You have to look at the variety of credit. If you only have one credit card, you're going to have a lower credit score than somebody who has five old credit cards that has managed them well over time. So if you have five different credit cards, an installment loan, and a mortgage, you're going to have a better credit score, as long as obviously you're not delinquent on those accounts and you don't have high balances on your credit cards. You're going to have a much better credit score than somebody with only one credit card.
Have you long ago given up looking at the logic of this and just accepted these stupid rules?
No.
Because I have to say, you know, if a person has one credit card and they say, that's all I need, and I'm a responsible person, I pay it all the time, that person is now a higher credit risk in this analysis than the person with 17 credit cards.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't say 17. But,
five.
But if you think about it in another way, somebody who has five different accounts and has managed them all well for a long period of time, the lender now knows this person can juggle credit, as opposed to somebody with only one account who's managed it well. We don't know how they're going to do with three to five. But if they had more and they managed them all well, they're a better risk to having another one as opposed to somebody with limited credit.
Okay.
So it's like a portfolio of credit. So having a lot of different kinds of credit adds to your credit score.
What if you have the credit card and you don't use it? Is that okay?
It's not okay if you don't use it for, let's say, 6 months to a year, because inactivity of credit also hurts your credit score. So you want to use your credit at least once a year.
Wait a minute. So if I have a credit card from, let's say, Macy's, and I haven't gone into Macy's in 6 months, that's going to hurt my credit score.
Only if that's your only credit card.
Oh,
if you have a lot of other credit cards that you use and you're active with them, it won't. But if you have 10 credit cards and you only use one for the last 5 years,
right. The
other credit cards might close on you, and also you lose points for inactivity. Because if you're not managing and using those accounts, then we don't really know how you are as a manager of multiple accounts. So you lose points on your credit score.
Yeah.
Use it or lose it, they say.
I hear your argument. I don't think it makes sense, but I don't run the credit card company.
Right. So that's one aspect. Then there's the balance to limit ratios on your revolving debt, which is credit cards mostly, and overdraft on a checking account. So if you max out your credit cards, say your limit's $10 and your balance is $9.50, just for an example, and you're maxed out, then you're a higher risk. So you want to keep your balances low, or you don't want to keep them over, I would say, 30% of your limits.
What about these cards that don't have a, quote, preset spending limit like an American Express card? How do you know how close you are to the maximum on that?
Many of them use your highest balance as your limit.
Oh.
So you need to, if you're smart, if you're going to make a big purchase,
right. You're
going to do it on one of those credit cards that doesn't show a limit.
To get so to that a big balance.
Right. So that when you want to utilize a lot of your credit limit, it's going to be less of an effect negatively on you.
Oh, now that's clever. Now, let me repeat that for the listener. So if you have one of these, I mean, talking generally American Express, that
right. Doesn't
have a, quote, preset spending limit, if you're going to make a big purchase, like I know a friend of mine who bought a car on the
right. American
Express, but I think theirs was a black American Express. But so you should make the big purchase on the credit card, because then your high balance goes higher, and that's what the credit card companies use to calculate your credit score. Interesting.
Right. So these are all ways that you can kind of keep your credit score high and understand how to maneuver through the credit scoring system. So you've got varied credit is a good thing to have. Balance to limit ratios, keeping them low when you're applying for credit, or not going over 50% of the limit, because that's kind of like an alarm to the creditor that you're a higher risk of default, and it'll drop your credit scores.
So somebody's thinking that they're going to buy their first house, let's say, in the next maybe 6 months to a year. Wouldn't it be a good idea for them to first call you and maybe talk to you about how they can start to improve their credit score then, before they go into this buying process?
Absolutely. Preparing in advance for your goals can actually get you to them and save you a fortune. Because if you have a 740 plus credit score and you're going for a $400,000 mortgage as opposed to a 680 credit score, you might save $80,000 in interest and fees over the life of that loan.
Wow. So that's a huge potential.
So it's a major difference. So the variety of credit, the balance to limit ratios, closing credit hurts the credit. Delinquencies are devastating to credit, any delinquency.
And again, for our listeners, this stuff, to me anyway, is not intuitive at all. I mean, I learn something every time you talk, and some of these rules I think are just crazy, but they're the rules.
Right.
So you really need an expert on this. You have people who just assume, oh, I have good credit, I pay my bills every month on time. Not necessarily true. You might have okay credit, but Tracy can give you tips and guidance on how to improve that. And how do people reach you if they want to talk to you?
They can go to NorthShoreAdvisory.com online. And my number is 914-524-8300.
So that's